Yeah. Kickerverse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all
you
know about
it?
Putting my work
on the block.
Ain't none of y'all better.
None of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
None of y'all better.
Yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab, precise politics. I stay in the lab, a similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you letting off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Yes.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Ain't none of y'all better.
And what the fuck I gotta do to go and buy me a mesh?
Huh?
Fuck is this?
Fuck is this?
I wasn't supposed to be broke for this long. Damn it.
Damn.
What a bitch. And my manager told me, nigga, you gon' be rich.
Nigga, you gon' be rich.
That was last year. Now I'm living in the ghetto with the crackheads. Working at McDonald's as a goddamn cashier. Ain't this a bitch?
Ain't this a bitch.
Nigga got me lightheaded.
Yeah.
Sippin' to the light red. And I ain't go to college, I ain't good at nothing else. So if this don't work out, then I wonder where my life headed. I ain't got shit.
I ain't got shit.
Tired of being stranded.
Woo.
I gotta go and get it. Living in hell, that's a habit full of bitches. And I'm scared to fall in love, but I never will admit it. Shit, I never could've did it.
Never.
Call me to the door.
Yeah.
I gotta leave. Real cocky to them hoes that say hi to me.
Woo.
Like I'm the best thing you heard, bitch. Don't lie to me.
Woo.
Don't you lie to me.
Don't you lie to me.
I try to play the lottery.
Yeah.
Maybe I can hit the Powerball. Cop 50 fly cars and then drive them all. Just so I can feel like a rich nigga got it all. This nigga got it all. But you ain't shit.
Nope.
And these bras ain't loyal.
Yeah.
Hoes won't relate, but these songs ain't for you. And the game ain't the same, so along came Jonah. Standing around like you don't get the fucking picture. Let me paint it for you.
Let me paint.
I ain't playing with you.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the Illuminati just so I can get a check. Here's my soul, let me trade it to you. Cause what the fuck I gotta do to go and buy me a mansion?
Huh?
Damn. Fuck is this?
Fuck is this?
I wasn't supposed to be broke for this long, goddammit.
Shit.
What a bitch.
What a bitch.
I said my manager told me, nigga, you gon' be rich.
Say you gon' be rich.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I need a mansion on the water and a yacht for my mama. Throw a party while we bubba bear white, nigga. I just wanna match.
Look where we from. I'm tired of this, man.
I just wanna match.
I can't eat. I'm broke, nigga. I'm broke. And you got the power to change that.
What the fuck I gotta do to go and buy me a mansion?
Huh?
Fuck is this?
Fuck is this?
I wasn't supposed to be broke for this long, goddammit.
What the fuck?
What a bitch.
What a bitch.
And my manager told me, Jonah, you gon' be rich.
Nigga, you gon' be rich.
A year later.
Yeah.
Now I'm living in the ghetto with the haters. Working at Denny's as a motherfucking waiter, nigga. Ain't this a bitch?
Ain't this a bitch.
Liquor got me lightheaded.
Lightheaded.
Sippin' to the light red. And I ain't really got no damn backup plan. So if this don't work out, then I wonder where my life headed. I ain't got shit.
I ain't got shit.
Tired of being broke.
Yeah.
Gotta get it off. Plus a nigga need draws, gotta hit them all.
Woo.
Ain't no cameras in the store, so I bend a law. I gotta bend a law.
Bend a law.
Call me to the door.
Yeah.
I'm winning now. Yeah, I'm trying to get some head, bitches. Been a while. And don't be acting brand new, cause your friends around. Cause your friends around.
Yeah.
I'm tryna hit the lotto.
Yeah.
30 million in deposit all. Cop a mansion with a safe and I had it all. Just so I can feel like a rich nigga got it all. This nigga got it all.
Got it all.
It's all paranoia.
Yeah.
I got a call from my lawyer. I should've went to prison, but the bars ain't for you. And the game ain't the same, so along came Jonah.
Yeah.
Standing around like you don't get the fucking picture. Let me paint it for you.
Paint it
for you. Nah, I ain't playing with you.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the Illuminati just so I can get a break. Here's my soul, let me trade it to you. Cause what the fuck I gotta do to go and buy me a mansion?
Huh?
Fuck is this?
Fuck is this?
I wasn't supposed to be broke for this long, goddammit.
Shit.
What a bitch.
What a bitch.
I said my manager told me, nigga, you gon' be rich.
Say you gon' be rich.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I need a mansion on the water and a yacht for my mama. Throw a party while we bubba bear white, nigga. I just wanna match.
Watch. Yeah, this shit, man. You can have the whole thing. I don't want it.
Watch. Watch.
I don't want none of this.
I just wanna match.
Watch. Watch. Watch.
I'm up here losing my damn mind. Running up and down the streets.
Microphone Masters, J Love, and Star Saxon. We had a little bit of a
short summer break, but at the not the height of the summer, but as the temperatures start to rise, Star Saxon and I are back. We do this thing every week here on dubcnn.com, and you can find us all kind of all over the wherever you can find podcasts. Man, how you living, man?
Yo, man, it's 96 degrees in the shade. How the fuck, dude? Summer came with an on-off switch, Jay. An on-off switch. It just went on.
This is true, because it was mild for the longest period of time, man. So we got a lot that we want to get to. Have a really good conversation that will be coming up with a gentleman that I've known for goodness almost two decades from the Bay Area. His name is Contact, also known as Mr. Steve or Stephen Ashford. He is a very talented gentleman, MC, philanthropist, teacher. Wrote a book, a children's book, and he's going to be coming out with another one, but also there's a soundtrack that's associated with that, kind of a compilation of sorts. It has Mr. Fab on it, has an AK from Do or Die. He's really
interested
in stuff that goes on with the San Francisco 49ers, because he's from the Bay, from Richmond originally. So he does all the Teacher of the Year and I think it was Northern California Teacher of the Year or something like that. So yeah, so he does his thing, man. So really great to have him on. So that'll be coming in a little bit. But Sax, I would be remiss, because there's a couple topics that I wanted to bring up this show. So we are in the NBA now dominates the summer just as much as the NFL dominates after the Super Bowl. The NFL continues to dominate the headlines, and that's what the NBA is starting to do when it comes to the off season. So NBA free agency, we've been off for a couple weeks. We now have on our Lakers, we have Anthony Davis, and we just really have four dudes on the team. And that's with three dudes right now on the team. We got LeBron, Kuzma, and Anthony Davis. And that's pretty much it. Your thoughts on free agency, the possibility as we record this of Kawhi Leonard possibly coming to the Lakers, all this movement, Durant going to the Nets with Kyrie Irving. What are your thoughts on the madness that is NBA free agency?
I heard a stat that says something like 30% of NBA players switched teams in the past 6 days. Something nuts, man. Something nuts. So, I mean, I think provided Kawhi Leonard does not go to the Lakers, our Lakers, my Lakers, if he doesn't go to the Lakers, what we actually seemingly have out of nowhere is competitive balance. For example, DeAndre Jordan, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant, when he's able to walk again in a year, can they or can they not beat an OKC team led by Paul George and Russell Westbrook? I think that's a toss-up, right?
Right.
Right? Right?
Right.
Golden State Warriors, when Klay comes back, you got Draymond, Klay, and Steph playing potentially against, let's say, Milwaukee on a Tuesday night. That's a pick'em, right?
Right. Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
You got the All-Euro team down in Dallas going against Denver. That's a pick'em, right?
True.
All right, and then presuming Kawhi Leonard stays, right? Presuming he stays, let's just say the Toronto Raptors versus the Boston Celtics. That's a competitive game, right?
That's true.
That's all we ever wanted, is a reason to watch the game. For the past 8 years, between Golden State chipping up way too many all-stars and all-time greats, and LeBron putting together his AAU squad in Cleveland, then his AAU squad in Miami, then his AAU squad in Cleveland, and now he's trying to do it again in L.A. There was really no reason to watch the NBA until the finals, right? Because you knew what was going to happen at least to the final round of the playoffs, right? So somehow, with everybody moving around, we seemingly are moving away from these super teams because the players are in pursuit of the super max. Most teams are giving it out twice. The Lakers and their dumbasses seemingly want to give it out three times. So even if we do sign Kawhi, we know Bron's getting older. We know Unibrow, that fool's a walking band-aid ready to happen. And Kawhi got this quad thing. Load management being what it is, I don't see any one of those dudes playing the full season. And I see several games being missed by at least two out of those three all-stars at the same time. which means you put all the weight on that one dude who decides to play the night the other two dudes are on load management. So I don't know if the Lakers understand that Toronto won a title with one superstar and a whole bunch of good players, but you might want to just let Kawhi go and just build a team around the inside-out game of LeBron and Unibrow. Because, frankly, LeBron can go on the post, and Unibrow can actually drain that three, and then they can flip it with Unibrow in the paint and LeBron draining the three, right?
Because Anthony Davis had, before he had that growth spurt, before he went to Kentucky,
he was a fucking guard.
Yeah.
Right. So you don't need Kawhi Leonard. He ain't going to play all the games anyway. Build a squad. Right? Right? Build a squad. Look, you sign Kawhi Leonard, he already said he ain't playing 15 games. Right? You lose all 15 of those games he don't play, you ain't making the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. This shit is wild, dude. Like, I just read today that the Philly's giving Ben Simmons the fucking, the max.
They're trying to max him out. And of course, this is why it's the funniest thing. You and I go through this all the time when we, being Laker fans, because they always try to make some type of tie-in to the Lakers. Meaning, because remember there was a time when, who's homeboy on, when Kevin Love.
Love.
He was supposed to go to the Lakers because he played for UCLA, so therefore he's going to want to come back to UCLA. I mean, come back to LA where he played his college ball. They try to, of course, Westbrook is going to want to. He's not going to re-sign with OKC because he's going to want to go back to LA because he played at UCLA. Somebody who has a cousin that lives in LA or lives in Victorville, so that's close enough to LA. So therefore, you know that he listened to Chick Hearn, so therefore he's going to want to be on the Lakers. These reaches to try to get somebody to come to LA, and I say all that to say because there was the quote unquote buzz that Ben Simmons was ultimately going to come to Los Angeles Lakers, and that's of course
because he's dating that Kardashian. That's why.
Exactly. Yeah, and also because he's with Clutch, and so by being with Clutch, that's kind of the where do you want? You want your players to be in the biggest markets and all that type of stuff. So yeah, so it's just. Wild. It's
Jay,
interesting.
Yeah. Go ask LeBron what it felt like to be the best player on the best team in the biggest TV market, but did make the playoffs.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Son's Twitter account was active. He had nothing better to do. Look, man, just get to the playoffs, win your chip, and then the fucking money will come to you. What? Let me calm down, Jay. But the idea that somebody from LA who's playing somewhere else is just dying to come back to LA. Look, Kawhi might make me like eat crow, put my foot in my mouth on this, but just listen up, listeners. Most niggas who grew up in LA, who bounce somewhere else and are getting paid in that new city that they're at, once they realize how cheap the land is and how good the traffic is, they don't come back, dude. It's hard. We come back to visit, but we've been fighting our whole lives in L.A. to get that elbow room and to get on that 405 with no traffic like on a Sunday morning when everybody's hungover from the night before. It's hard to get L.A. niggas to come back, dude, especially when you're getting your money out somewhere else. We can come visit.
Yeah.
We can come on the holidays. But we ain't trying to deal with that 405 and that 101 just stalled out on the fucking on-ramp. Listeners, you know what a one car per green is when you try to get on the freeway? And they're like, only one car per green. And like, hold up, the line to get on the freeway is 3 blocks long because of one car per green. And when I get on the fucking freeway, this shit ain't moving. I'm not trying to come back to that shit. Paul George was like, I'm not trying to fuck with traffic on the 14 freeway to see my family up in Palmdale every day. Now, fuck that. I'm going to just stay out here with Russ. What did Russ Westbrook do? I'm good. James Harden, I went to Audubon. I'm not fucking with that traffic of them niggas over there.
Yeah.
I'm good. Nah, man. Look, dude, the only niggas from L.A. that are happy to stay in L.A. are rappers. That's it. That's it, dude. You get your college degree from USC? You trying to start a production company in New York. You done did L.A. if you grew up in L.A. So whoever the fuck think, just because some motherfucker went to college, they trying to come. We ain't trying to come back. There's a lot of traffic. We trying to visit. We ain't trying to come back. Property taxes and shit. Nah, dude. We trying to visit. We ain't trying to come back.
We're going to be right back. We're going to get into a few songs. Come back with a conversation with Contact. Again, the book is called Never Give Up. And So we'll get into that and have a conversation with him. But you are listening to Microphone Masters on
Gravity is working right. Listen, I'm feeling out of this world. Not sure the gravity is working right. Let's show these humans what the work is like. I'm feeling out of this world. Not sure the gravity is working right. Working right. Listen, I'm feeling out of this world. Not sure the gravity is working right. Let's show these humans what the work is like. Yo, old flowers on top of new graves. Fairy tales of freedom taught by new slaves. My guns to keep the narrative honest, but yo, the flow was Ivan Drago. I spit the same type of punchlines that killed Apollo, and learned to shoot it backwards for the follow. Ain't perfected, I just copped the laser for the style points. Wake your feet up in your building, play the lobby, settle drama with the loud joints. Blow the 40 in front of shorty and show her early that the muscle real. Do it to y'all niggas for a couple mil. Move it out the trunk like motherfucker deal. 12 apiece, y'all niggas know me. Barrel to your fitted if you owe me. My son is coming, I got a stack. Stepping out on stage with that ain't nobody lava rap. One up in the chamber early, never see me sliding back. And I stay official for the legacy. Little Michael looking up at me, I'm looking back like God, thank you for blessing me. Hope he got the best of me, living testament, standing next to me. Only fear is MC and police arresting me. So I gotta stop that possibility from coming like vasectomy. Be smarter with this money and this weaponry, especially walking up the block with them bangos. I'm stopping frisky, get niggas about to dodge. Word to everything that's holy, everything my father told me continues to shape and mold me. Better than whatever school has sold me. I'm feeling out of this world, not sure the gravity is working right. Yeah, I'm feeling out of this world, not sure the gravity is working right. Let's show these humans what the work is like. I'm feeling out of this world, not sure the gravity is working right. Yeah, I'm feeling out of this world, not sure the gravity is working right. Let's show these humans what the work is like. It's like I'm pitching on the corner with the work at night. They fiending for it cause the work is tight. Get it, then I whip it till the work is right. And serve the people with the work despite whatever you selling, shelling the chamber for the danger. Familiar with the banger, got to know the piece enough to treat the piece like a stranger. Do the knowledge on the spelling, then you get the meaning. Got these scars from my tussle with my inner demons. I'm wide awake but still dreaming of a time when I can sleep a little better, knowing that the family is taken care of. Shotty on the dresser with the 3 1/4 slug. Body on the stretcher, you was dying to play the thug. Rest easy, I pause enemies permanent, 718. Fly shit about it, show this used to be a daydream. Squatter do it to you for the money like the 18. Hopping out the black van and spraying at the mainstream. Yo, I'm feeling out of this world, not sure the gravity is working right. Listen, I'm feeling out of this world, not sure the gravity is working right. Let's show these humans what the work is like. I'm feeling out of this world, not sure the gravity is working right. Listen, I'm feeling out of this world, not sure the gravity is working right. Let's show these humans what the work is like. I'm feeling out of this world, not sure the gravity is working right. Listen, I'm feeling out of this world, not sure the gravity is working right. Let's show these humans what the work is like. I'm feeling out of this world, not sure the gravity is working right. Listen, I'm feeling out of this world, not sure the gravity is working right. Let's show these humans what the work is like. Feeling out of this world, not sure the gravity is working right. Listen, I'm feeling out of this world, not sure the gravity is working right. Let's show these humans what the work is like. I'm feeling out of this world.
What's going on, everybody? This is J-Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. If you're interested in maybe sponsoring a segment or having a commercial play to reach your potential customers, because they're listening, why don't you hit me up? MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. Again, that's MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. You can
keep one in the town for the 40 Glock. Tell them bitches come for me. I respect the streets for what it done to me. All these new niggas ain't nothing but sons to me. I gave them 20 years, fuck more do you want from me? I'm El Chapo with a crack flow. You get your shit pushed back slow. Simple as that. Don't catch your dirt now. Tryna style for the cameras, cause I'ma lay you down like ceramics.
Boom, send them to a panic. I'm good in any hood, homie. Access granted. The shooters on your block, I tell you. Dan's dragging lag through the kennel with a laugh full of metal. So relax, be cautious. OG nauseous. Remember you a pawn, I'm a dawn to the bosses. Set up shop on any city block, that's the office. First family protected, you don't wanna cross us. Boom, boom.
Boom.
jail place. Don't fuck around with gorillas. You ain't running with killers or pushing paraphernalia. Talking about all the thriller like you hustle with Griselda. You ain't no cocaine cowboy. 4 pound on your hip. But a wild noid on some shit, boys. You kill it. You know the name Fang. This is Sinister Songs. And your Bill Dance, finish him off.
You way out of your league. This ain't no miracle wall. Ain't nothing changed about him. OP would send you to God. Extended clips to help you remember your flaws. Get hit with this hollow tip and you forget that you're hard. Your hardness is synthetic. Street cred is pathetic. We couldn't find a trace of gangster in your genetics. The next time you rap, it should be a true confession. You a student on the job that seem to be missing the lesson. Boom.
Microphone Masters, J Love here with the gentleman that, man, I need to try to get like him. Normally when people say get like this person, they really don't mean it, but this gentleman I've known for, gosh, Contact, his name is Contact, so you can call him Mr. Steve, also known as, you know, Mr. Ashford. He's a teacher, he's an entrepreneur, he's a philanthropist, I mean, he's an author, all of those things. He's an artist, all those things. And so, gosh, we've known each other for a couple decades, like, right?
Yeah, back in the 90s, man. Back in the 90s.
So I'm going to jump all over the place on purpose, but one of the things that I've known, especially since I met you through Kane, is that you've always been community-minded and for the kids and wanting to do things to uplift and shed a positive light and do things to encourage and be a mentor. And so you've done projects, music projects to do that, but you took it a different way recently. You authored a book, wrote a book, Never Give Up. It was a story of, it's your cousin, right? Kenneth Walker III.
Yes, sir.
And then you took it to a soundtrack, I mean, kind of a compilation that's getting a whole lot of love and a lot of rotation. So the floor is yours. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, Never Give Up, Kenneth Walker, that's my cousin. How that all started was his junior year in college at UCLA. I would go to all the games, all the home games. His father, myself and my son, we would drive every home game, you know, and check him out. And in his senior year, I said, let me just start filming some stuff. So I was filming every game, the interactions after the games, and when he was mad about not getting the ball a lot or when he scored, just everything. And then we actually have a documentary, you know, it's not finished yet because his story's not done yet, but we got a documentary to where the day he got drafted, or that he didn't get drafted, but he signed his free agent contract with the Jaguars. And then, you know, I went out to Jacksonville and filmed him and saw him during his preseason game. And then from him getting cut to getting signed with Calgary Stampede to getting cut to going to the Arizona, the AFL that, you know, that got disbanded, to now he's at Winnipeg, you know, and he's doing good over there. He caught like a 80-yard touchdown a few weeks ago, so he's doing good. So it's just following his life, and, you know, he has a story like a lot of kids in the inner cities of you know, going through a lot of things and having, you know, single-parent homes and different things. And he overcame a lot to get his scholarship to UCLA and to graduate. So me being a teacher, I thought that was interesting, and I thought that kids could look up to his story. So my uncle, Bobby Martis, we just, you know, let's do a book. Let's do a kid's book. And we just basically told his life story and made it into a kid's book, kid-friendly cartoons and everything like that. So that's how the Never Give Up book came about.
That's dope, man. Matter of fact, I'm looking at it right now because my son has one, so I told him to grab it for me. So I'm looking at this as we're speaking. And I remember when we had talked about it, previously, you had mentioned that you wanted to do, you know, a soundtrack and really try to take it on a music level, kind of uplifting and doing things like that. And so next thing you know, I see you all over, you know, you're taking your time, you're in the studio, working with various artists through some of the connections that you've made and all that stuff. How was the process of recording this project, and how was it being received? I see a lot of positive response, but what was the process like recording it, and how is it, you know, what's the reception been so far?
Right. The process, I did this before in 2011. Mm-hmm. When I put out the All Rap Ain't Bad album, and I had the single that Kane and Charlie J produced called Stay in School. It had E-40, Jacka, Selsky, the Hood Stars, Kick the Sneak, Sad Quinn, E-Racy, and Battle Loco. So that was during the hyphy era. So, you know, everybody was, you know, doing the whole hyphy thing, and I thought, as a teacher, let me do all this hyphy sound, but make a positive message. So that's how everything started from 2011, you know, and that was like the moment I stopped doing rapping with cussing in it, you know what I mean, just being a teacher. That it was one student, man, it was crazy. I had a student named Randy, and he went to Tower Records. I put out an album with E-Ray-C in 2003, and it was on The Source, and it did pretty good, and he brought the album, and he came to school with it, and he was like, man, Mr. Steve, look, I got your album, man. And I felt bad, you know, like, I felt really bad, because he was a seventh grader at the time, and I just, man, it went back to, like, you know, he listened to a lot of the stuff, you know, and I had to go on and explain that, you know, this is rap, you know, this is, and it just changed everything, man. I'm like, I can't do this no more, because I'm a role model now, and if I got kids, you know what I mean, listen to me talking about this and that, I gotta stop. So I immediately just stopped, and I just changed everything from that moment when he brought that CD to school. I changed everything, and I started just doing positive stuff. So bringing that back now, the process was, you know, it was pretty cool. I was just, you know, going through some songs. Kane had some songs, Charlie, my boy McLaren, Dap. So I had a lot of tracks, and I'm like, who would look good on this? You know, who would sound good on this? So I just, Fab. My first person is Fab. Mr. Fab, I've known Mr. Fab before he blew up, you know, before he was Mr. Fab. And I put out a DVD called Beats by the Bay. It was the history of the Bay Area rap. And we put that out, it was like 2000, in 2000. And we won some awards, and we interviewed over 100 rappers from E-40, MC Hammer, Too Short, like Sugar T, like, I mean, tons of rappers. We went to Hammer's house and interviewed him, and it was a good thing. And we got Fab when he was just a freestyle guy before he had an album. And we did the soundtrack to that, and Fab would come, he would always hit me up, like, man, you got something going on? And he would come to the studio and get on a lot of songs, and I was like, man, this boy is dope. So I got him on my Live Kids project, and the crazy story is when I did this song, the first single, Keep On, that's the one that's getting a lot of radio play. It was a remake. My uncle, he had a song called Keep On back in 1984 on Profile Records. Kashif wrote it, and it was a Billboard hit, you know, back in the days, and it was an overseas hit. So we just remade that, and the first person I called was Fab. The first person, I'm like, hey, Fab, you know, I need you on this. I sent him the track. He sent it that same night. Finished.
Nice.
You know, and that was just like a lot of love, you know, like, man, it's just tons of love from that guy. Every time I reach out to him, he always helps, you know, and I always support him with his clothing line, you know, buying clothes from his store and just supporting him. So that was a lot of love. And then I was just thinking, you know, who else can I get? And I was listening to the Do or Die album, and I was like, it would be dope to have one of them in there. So I had AK on Instagram, and I hit him up, and he's like, man, anything for the kids. Shot him the track. He sent it back in a week. It was done. And then I got Quinn on it, you know, and I know Quinn, he was on my Last Kids project, the same process. And then I was like, I need a female. You know, I want a female rapper. And I was listening to 5 O'Clock by Nonchalant. And I was like, that used to be my jam back in the day. So I reached out to her. She knocked it out. And it was, that's how it happened. Just like that. Everybody did it. I went out to Chicago in April. We shot AK's part from Do or Die. And we just finished the video with everybody else. So it should be out in a few weeks. But that's how that song came up.
Never give up. Never give up. Never stop a stone cold, still will. still smiling, shining through it like a real gold grill. This is really how we feel, like Kenneth when we in it. Bring the prize home when we win it. Stiff on the bullets, he ain't had to grab the foolish. Coming from the place where they shoot you just for wearing hoodies. Mama told him study, stay away from punks, they ain't your buddies. That's the way you should proceed and succeed and get the money.
Okay, your world, the world is yours. Never lose faith, keep knocking on doors. It's okay to dream, don't let them tell you otherwise. Stay firm on your decision, no need to apologize. You your own race, keep pace, your timeline. Don't worry about them, still get to the finish line. If you move fast, push stop, just rewind. If life starts to decline, keep reaching, you'll be fine. Never give up.
Success is in your reach. Never give up, you'll be sleeping in the lap of luxury. Flourishing in all your blessings. Keep on working, you'll start upgrading. Success is in your reach. Never give up, you'll be sleeping in the lap of luxury. Flourishing in all your blessings. Keep on working, you'll start upgrading.
Fourth and nine, game on the line. Everybody's giving up and you're down by five. Fear's here, but you have to reach inside. Motivate the team, take a breath, visualize. Anything you see, you can achieve, please believe. And if the odds are stacked against you, only failure is to concede. Hut, hut, hype, Griffinstein on the mic. 50-yard run, win the game with a spike.
Coming obstacles, I guess it's in my genes, bro. Because we struggle, don't mean we gotta lean, bro. Too much of anything will turn you to a fiend, bro. The only time I hit the line was about to shoot a free throw. Protect yourself, mind, body, and your wellness. Don't follow trends, you could be a little selfish. Be a leader, not a follower. Itself is a man of my word, all the real ones respect this.
Success is in your reach. Never give up, you'll be sleeping in the lap of luxury. Flourishing in all your blessings. Keep on working, you'll start upgrading. Success is in your reach. Never give up, you'll be sleeping in the lap of luxury. Flourishing in all your blessings. Keep on working, you'll start upgrading. Never ever, never ever give up. Never ever, never ever give up. Never ever, never ever give up. Never give up. Yeah.
Hey, yo, check it out. This is Planet Asia representing Gold Chain Military, Durag Dynasty on Microphone Masters Radio. Peace.
Ever ready for the flow?
When the rain don't fall so hard no more, and the bank won't take my car no more, but they ain't gon' pull my car neither, and they ain't gon' pull my squads either. Niggas spit shit, I hawk ether. Stephen Hawking, no need for talking. Got a hawk's eye, but I can hardly see ya. Talks fly, pray you not Aaliyah. I ain't tryna rock the boat, but the flow crazy. I paint pictures, but they not Baroque. More Scorsese. Niggas made scores out of instrumentals. Make a type of script with a pen and pencil. Use words from scripts, natural spell it. Be fuckers, you telling me that it'll sound better spitting it simple. Fuck with me, femo. Ginger ale for your hoes. Not shit else, not even my dick. Man, I got way too much on my mind. Got a little light, but as bright as my big. Man, y'all got way too much on the shine. Y'all niggas don't tell enough of the truth in the booth, and it's proof you ain't fucking with mine. Sip.
Water more important than gold. People fuck the gold. Everybody do it for the gold. People say, oh, so. Water more important than gold. People fuck the gold. Everybody do it for the gold. People say, oh, so. Thank God for the waters, waters. Thank God for the waters, waters. Thank God. Thank God for the waters, waters. Thank God for the waters, waters. Thank God.
They started from the bottom of the map. Roll tide at the end of the wave. In this bitch ballpoint strap, get back. This nigga got a pen to the page. Permanent marks on my marksman, I never miss. Talk shit, that's a hint at your age. Big chain, that's a hint at the cage. They saying you sane, but I'm gone in 60 seconds on the verse. That's Nicolas Cage. But with a black young man, I'm everything that it denotes. Shit comes straight from the heart, not a record exec in the back with a remote. Niggas gon' play their parts to save face on the face on the back of a C-note. Everybody wanna be the back of a D-Rose, but I can't go. Van Gogh, how I handle the paintbrush when I paint flows. Niggas in the club throwing pesos. Niggas on the block throwing pitch ones, they not from Barbados. I don't give a fuck how you rep your flag. Catch him in the cut when he wrote his truth. And I don't give a fuck how you stuff your bags. Touch the sky, it's much more than trees. What can you tell me about your roof? Spitting that truth like a cold white rapper. Niggas gon' always need some proof. Niggas gon' always need some water. Niggas gon' always speak the truth. Niggas gon' always want the messenger dead, and they always need the proof, my nigga.
Thank God for the waters, waters. Thank God. Thank God for the waters, waters. Thank God.
Niggas gon' always need some water. Niggas gon' always speak the truth. Niggas gon' always want the messenger dead and they always want the proof. Niggas gon' always need the proof. Niggas gon' always need the proof.
Water more important than gold. People fuck the gold. Everybody do it for the gold. People say also. Water more important than gold. People fuck the gold. Everybody do it for the gold. People say also. Thank God for the waters, waters. Thank God for the waters, waters. Thank God. Thank God for the waters, waters. Thank God for the waters, waters. Thank God. Water more important than gold. People fuck the gold. Everybody do it for the gold. People say also. Water more important than gold. People fuck the gold. Everybody do it for the gold. People say also. Thank God for the waters, waters. Thank God for the waters, waters. Thank God. Thank God for the waters, waters. Thank God for the waters, waters. Thank God.
That savage gorilla rap. Straight barbaric goon shit, man. New York shit. Punch you in your fucking face.
Play tough, I black and eat you alive, bruh. Wake up and brush the flesh off my incisors. As soon as you was talking like a titan, you sized up. Wise up. I spit gems literally. Son, you're big man, cause ain't no man big as me. You already lost if you tryna win physically. Eat your face, then eat the charge, my visit me. Most rappers suck these days, is it me? On point off the top when I spell like wizardry. Your talk done, forking your tongue like a lizard. B, listen, B, I don't give a fuck what you wrote on or what producer you paid to lay your whack quotes on. I'm coke on steroids, DMT on acid. The EMT responded to your death and I'm slacking. Laughing, burning but with broads and we spazzing. If he dies, he dies, I say I was stuck in traffic. What happened? Horrors would it be when I'm mobbing? Take blood from you with a stone if I'm starving. All it takes is one beat to instigate stardom. All it takes is one beat to instigate the slaughter. I'm off for far beyond cars being drawn, cause I know it ends up with you getting beat upon. Begging on your knees, pleading while the heat is drawn. Spit gems, Vic Low, this is why your sneakers gone. Wishing double L something you ain't speak upon.
Two L's the fuck up.
Yeah.
Low life and no life, man. Out here.
I'm in the booth like the gym, weightlifting, extra reps, steps to make millions. Stolen image, golden vintage, pro ho pimp shit, also delicious. Beat destruction, speakers bumping, zebra luggage stunting, needing nothing. Horse breeding, even off season. Fuck around, smile, kick your false teeth in. I'm from the era where the coke get took in. Clubs terrorize, go go Brooklyn. Rifle blast, final tap, I do that. Title match, fight you back, final laugh. Soul winners, speaking pork dinners. Viva la migra,
bendiga.
Court system, jumpstart punch cards. Bleach, burn blood, washed. Unmarked blunt squad.
Fly niggas, fresh niggas. We all about love and loyalty. But when niggas step out of line, they get their jaw broken 25 pieces.
When the Henny's in the system, I tend to act a fool and shit. Last night I was on my Tinder app losing it. Knocked down an easy triple double on my smooth shit. You ain't download yet?
What?
Where you snoozing, kid? Your wife says she like my dimples. I don't smell like that, but when I do, it's that simple.
It is.
All of my plans are penny plans. L's up. Salute to my Miami fans.
What up?
Salute back from the roof rack. I do graph in a Dr. Seuss hat. Shoulder shrugger, fought your older brother. Cookie cutter, donut dunker. It's cold this summer. Roman numbers, soul discomfort. Can't control the hunger. Feet dynamite, beast appetite. Streets travel, night seek sacrifice. Been involved since the synagogue finish off. Winter wars, Hitler's dogs. The list is long, learn from it. Turn stomachs, burn something with a chicken head. Burn budget.
It's that 20,000 grams of protein a day shit. Push-ups, 100 a clip, 1,000 a day shit.
Dangerous, wisdom sacred. Slave ship, doing the day shift. Grave dig, bullshit playlist. Shotgun powder to stir my coffee. Nothing sweet, bleed back the fuck up off me.
You know how we moving, man. The whole squad's official.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Jay Love with Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com. Hey, y'all, I want you to do me a favor. Check out my friends over at Casual Sports Radio Network. That's KSRNAZ.com. Casual Sports Radio Network, that's where you're going to find everything that has to do if you are a football fan, if you're a basketball fan, if you like a little bit of hip-hop the way that I do. Check it out. My man Casual E runs that over there. Again, Casual Sports Radio Network, KSRNAZ.com.
Top to bottom, I got them black. East side with the artifacts. Street shit, I want all of that. This type of shit'll make an ant catch a heart attack. Flying my starter jack. Well, I excel as a psycho. Diamond Lane Imperial, put a dent on the Eiffel. Rockin' with my niggas, rep Jambler, I'm the handler. Stronger than a nigga fighting cancer. Can I do it? Rhyming my new Nikes. 90 Air Max with the blue stripes. Go near fresh, don't argue. I get cast when I'm speaking to crowds of many thousands, so you wonder why I'm preaching. But standing like a deacon, yo, amp. Turn that bass up. Fat fly nigga, check it how he lace up. I get busy when I'm bustin'. Nobody fucking with me, and I put that on your mom. I'm every skinny bitch's husband. Life a scene is nothing when I go to war. Raps in a figure four. They figure me weak cause I'm heavy. I don't look like I rap, it's what they tell me. I'm fresher than Sincere and Tommy Bunsen. He wasn't in belly, he wasn't out there. I seen that shit twice. He ain't getting to it with knowledge. Him and Meth ain't fight. Chill. I got bigger fish to fry. Why you studying my fly? I'm flying over these beats, nigga. Diamond lane.
Bad luck, I humiliate.
Diamond lane.
My pen flow locks ferocious.
Diamond lane.
Bad luck, I humiliate.
Diamond lane.
My pen flow locks ferocious.
16 ounce prime rib with the bone in paws. Sweet potato souffle and a couple of broads. Bad luck, baby. Check like 21, I'm the future. A shot of Reposado, the jacket line in the future. I'm not the same nigga you are used to. Love the dog pound the same way I love the juice crew. Watch baby raise from the young and yank the tongue on the Jordan 1s. Straighten out my bucket like I'm fucking important, huh? Pocket full of new ones. I remember back in the day when me and Rare was going through them in the spot like fucking music. But I changed, baby, yeah. This rap's in the world is Diamond Lane until you Earl or Meryl Streep swirl. Open up the door with an attitude and a zipper green. Why you choose to stand up now? You know, Clippers in. It's the baddest of the baddest. Amp cooking dope and I'm just giving niggas savage. Hard to make a salad when your lettuce low, so you go federal and you ain't even built for that. That's why me and my niggas stay down with the movement. Without one is nothing. It's all about progression. Every time you look, we plus one. Barking through the gate like a pit. You better stand back. Me and Amp locked in a stoop. You understand that? The art of war shit, then some. This is 5 mic when it miss some.
Diamond Lane. With Mr. Stephen Ashford, aka Mr. Steve, aka Contact. With the way it's been received, positive message that are in these songs, with books, I know you have more books coming up. I think I've seen some stuff that's on your social media with Mr. Steve, The Adventures of Mr. Steve. So you really plan on really taking this and really fleshing it out and doing a lot of positive things.
Yes, sir. The Mr. Steve book was supposed to come out in June, but because of this this CD, we pushed it back. It's finished. My uncle pretty much did everything on that book, you know, and it's just about me really helping out kids. And it's like real life stuff and real life conversations I have with kids. And it's about a little girl named Lily, and she wants to be a pilot. And the boys are telling her that girls can't be pilots. So I go to her and tell her, you know, you can do anything you want to do if you put your mind to it. And there's a science fair, so she makes this some drone that picks up some stuff, like it'll pick up drinks for her parents and stuff like that. And then long story short, she wins the science fair, and it, you know, she wants to be a pilot, so that's her dream. And you know, I just gave her that pep talk to make it happen. And the book, the crazy thing about it, it's a story within a story, because it's also called The Grasshopper. And it's about I'm telling her a story about some grasshoppers that get stuck in this jar by a wolf, and then they can't get out. So It's like two stories in one. And then we got another book. It's probably going to be in spring, another Mr. Steve. And it's almost like the Ghost of Christmas, where I'm talking to these kids that are doing different things, such as smoking or skipping school or not eating right. And I take them into their future to show them what their future will look like. So then now we go back to the past, and then they can change it. So that's going to be a cool one, too. So, and I'm going to put music with all of them, because, you know, every kid likes music. And, you know, doing this project, I included over 400 kids from my school on this album. So you hear a lot of kids on hooks, chants, and different things like that. So, matter of fact, we had a record release party, and I did it at the school. And 420 kids or 450 kids had we had cups of apple juice and orange juice, and we had a big cheers, and we played the music, and it went crazy. So that was like a big moment for me, just to do it like that and share it with all the kids, letting them know, you know, hey, you can do this too.
So Now, you've been named, Teacher of the Year before. One of the, a couple of occasions, I think. And you're big, big in the community. You have connections with the San Francisco 49ers in terms of with toy drives that you do, all these things, man. Talk to me about the joy or the satisfaction of being able to help people, and then when somebody comes and says maybe something that you did has helped them.
Right. Growing up, I had it rough sometimes. I mean, I had a grandmother that loved me to death. My mom and dad were separated, so there was times, man, in my high school years where the lights got cut off or the water got cut off. So, I had to go across the street to Kenny's uncle's house and his dad's house to use the bathroom, and shower and stuff. So I know what it's like to not have, but I also know what it's like to have. So just doing these toy drives and these back-to-school drives is important to me because every kid deserves a new backpack and school supplies to start school. If you don't have a backpack, how you gonna learn stuff? You can't put your books in your backpack. And then the toy drive is really special to me. Just we do it. This will be my fifth year for both. And what we do is we'll collect toys, and then last year we collected 350 toys, and we'll give like 100 to East Palo Alto to kids in need. We'll do 100 to Richmond, and we'll do 100 to Oakland, and then we'll do like the rest to like San Francisco and different places like that. So, man, it's a joy seeing the kids. I went to a homeless shelter with Kenneth, and what we did was we bought like 10 pizzas for all the kids, and it was an eye opening because this is regular kids that their parents don't have jobs or it's hard to afford apartments, and they're in this shelter, and there's like rooms and stuff, but just seeing the faces of these kids when they got the pizza and they got to pick out like three toys each, and it warmed my heart. Like, man, I made somebody's day, and the people that have donated, they're helping these kids out too. So that's the important thing, is helping kids out. Every kid deserves a Christmas and school supplies and things. So that's just my mission, and press or no press, I'm gonna stay doing it, and it's nothing more important than giving back.
I agree with you there, man. Leave me with this, a couple things. One, I always see that you're a PE teacher, if I'm not mistaken, and I see the,
yes, sir,
the things that you do with the kids and how you get, because then you and I both know there's different types of PE teachers. There's a PE teacher that's in the environment. Y'all just go over here, I'm gonna be a jerk, and I'm gonna be a stickler for all these things. And then there's the one that it seems like you are, whereas that you enjoy, you look forward to going to moving your limbs when you're with Mr. Steve. That has to be really fulfilling that to maybe make a kid's day when maybe their teachers. I'm not saying teachers don't do right, but you have some that are just trying to get the check. And others that really want to be a bucket filler, so to speak, and enlighten kids' things.
Right, and this will be my next month will be my 20th year teaching, man. Like, and I stumbled upon that job, man. I just wanted to do the music thing. Back from, remember, you were there doing the Two Live Two Days. Like, that was, I'm going to be with them next week, matter of fact, in L.A., man. That's cool. It's almost like full circle. But that's what I wanted to do. And then, I stumbled upon the best thing that could happen to me as far as work, And, I never thought I would do 20 years. And I enjoy working every day, man. In 20 years, I've missed 10 days of work. I'll tell you that. In 20 years, I missed 10 days of work, and I've only missed 2 days from being sick. Every other day was like maybe a death in the family or a kid being sick or something like that. But I make it a point to be there every day because I figure my motto is always, if the kids aren't having fun, I'm not doing my job. And we both know you have PE teachers that are like, oh, just run. All you're going to do is run. And, they'll sit there and read the paper. But I like to have fun. It's like you're there with me. For an hour, we're gonna have fun. I don't care if we play kickball and you can't kick good. I'm gonna pump you up to where you can do anything. And that's what I get out of it is kids that aren't good in basketball making a basket or playing defense and just letting them know that just keep trying and you can do anything. So that job, being a teacher means the world to me.
That's what's up, man. So, Mr. Steve, contact, leave us with this. How can people stay in touch with you in terms of social media? How can they go and and buy the book, support the music, support what it is that you're doing.
Right. You can hit me up at KONTAC21. That's on Twitter and Instagram. The book you can get on Amazon, or you can reach out to me and you can get it from me. The CE is on all streaming platforms. It's in, you know, all of them, iTunes and all that. So, you know, check out the CD. It's really, really good music. I mean, everybody that that did something on it, man, they did it as a favor. I mean, there's a lot of people you might know, like Yuck Mouth, RBL Posse, and then there's people you might not know, like E-Ray-C, Griffinstein, Dap Daniel, Sugar Cane, Wet Money E, a whole bunch of people, Candace Culpepper. There's a lot of people that gave their time to make this thing happen. You know, Charlie J did like three tracks. Kane did like three tracks. My boy Dap, my boy McLaren did the first single, and my boy Dap mixed the whole album and mastered it, so... It was just a collaborative effort, and everybody just, you know, came together, and I'm excited, you know. One goal, I it's a personal goal. I was like, it would be dope to get, like, nominated as a kids Grammy, you know, best children's album. I mean, it's like a pipe dream, but it's just something. It might not be this album, but before I leave this earth, I want one of these kids albums to get out there so, you know, we can mix the hip-hop with the kids and get it out there worldwide.
See, why not, man? Keep it up, man. I'm proud of you, dog. We'll have to do it again soon. So that is the only contact I gave Mr. Steven Ashford. We're going to get into a song or two from the project. It's called Never Give Up. You are listening to Microphone Masters on JazzCNN.com.
Yeah, dedicated to the youth. Never give up. You got to keep on. You got to keep on. That's right. Keep on doing it. I'm living proof that anything can come true. Started off with a pen and pad and a rap dream. Now I'm all around the world just doing my rap thing. I got plaques on my wall from them songs that I wrote. Got money in my account. Growing up, I was poor. We was broke. Had to get clothes from my older cousin. This was way before my name started buzzing. And I got a little buzz and I finally came up. But it never wouldn't have happened if I would've gave up. Basically, all I'm saying is believe in yourself. And anything that you want, you can achieve it yourself. Chase all your dreams, never leave them on the shelf. And ain't nobody that big that they don't need a little help. Learn, love, and live it up. But one thing we ain't doing is giving up.
One that had to do a bid. My mama raised 9 kids. What's the possibility to get up out the hood and make it all good? Trying to wrap my mind around all the do's and don'ts. Stay focused, stay strong, and do the things they want. Now I'm a young man and I'm standing on my own too. Gotta keep your faith in God when you don't have a clue. But it's all on you.
Strong foundation, stay focused. You alive and breathing, you ain't hopeless. I remember brokenness, slinging rockets, depending on smokers to get me over. But discover the beat, discover the pen, discover the flow. Here we go, with your queen. Keep on keeping on. If you ball, put your people on. Stay jigging till the beat is gone.
And never give up now.
Do it. Put your mind to it, then run right through it. Even when it gets hard, keep pushing. Can't find a way to get it done, keep looking. We all gonna run into some problems. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. Stick with your plan, that'll bring more days. Then you're gonna find that it'll be your day, day. The best way to succeed is not by you competing, but remember the reason you started believing. You could be achieving anything you believe in. So what you gonna do? You gonna keep on.
Okay, fuck them all, fuck them all. Put them in a hearse, fuck them all. Put them in a soup, put them in a stoop, put them in the dirt, dig them up, then dust them off. I am so disgusting, all competition must evolve. Mustn't y'all push me to that point where I don't trust at all. I am too reluctant to just fuck with any busters' calls. I have been entrusted with instructions, nigga, don't bust my balls. In my court, in my sword, afford to bust a nigga like the board authority. Ain't a motherfucker that you know that can match my flow. If he can, then it better be war with me. This is rapping 101. Nigga, you should sit in. Tell me, dog. That your broad, if so, I put my bid in. Yeah, I'm in your bitch's head like some split ends, and I ain't have to dumb my lyrics down just to fit in. You see, kids, that man's a lyricist. Every rapper out now, I am his antithesis. Yeah, and they saying I should be in Slaughterhouse. And that's cool, but shit, I'm trying to save my father's house. And I swear to God, I truly miss my father's spouse. I drive around the streets with a small piece of my mama's blouse. I catch chills whenever I see my mama's couch. I'm trying to show you dudes what I'm about. Living in the rich, niggas willing to kill a nigga like a military soldier. Told you got a chip on my shoulder, size of a boulder. Shit rhymes are colder, nigga, I don't give a fuck and my mind is over. Got a vendetta to get better, but some of them niggas, they lie in the booth. Please don't confuse me with none of them dudes that do music. It's lyrically, I am the truth, I am the proof, I am a spook, I am a ghost, I am an urban legend. Understand, I will murk your ass. I got a thirst for cash, way worse than reverence. Yeah, so revere me or fear me or don't come near me. God is my witness, I'm mobbing no bitches, I'm riding no niggas that don't see clearly. Hear me loud and clear, ho, but don't think I'm a weirdo. But no U.S. president's ever been my fucking hero. I swear to God, 2012 gon' be my fucking year, ho. Haven't reached my dreams, but I'm near, though. Yeah.
Yo, what's up? It's King P from the Mighty Liquid Crew, and you're chilling on the Microphone Masters on Dubs CNN, y'all. Chill.
Okay, we rock stars now.
Yeah.
That's my
It's the West and her. Four fingers, two twisted in the middle for sure. They call me Richard Nixon, politician that came from the skull. We dipping, a real nigga. This ain't no fake or fiction. Everyone say they real, but them fools be tripping, man. You don't got it like that.
You don't holler like that.
You ain't ballin' like that. But don't even trip. Frisco, California's the farthest west you get. I make steady moves, see me at every event. On the west side of the know when I still represent. Originators of slang, like Uri, what it do for shizzle with who bang. We doing a damn thing, ain't popping collars no more. We popping them hoes brains.
It's the return of the west.
When you don't move without your vest.
It's the return of the west.
Let the light green light up your chest.
It's the return of the West.
Hustle boy to get some checks, checks.
It's the return of the West.
Where we stack cheese in the black SS.
Who taught you to walk with the limp? Who was born to Mac, got the game to pimp? In the bay, no way, no play, we sip. Got game, no lame, shit stains as him. How'd you learn to rock the most schools? Like my 6'7 and my white is cocoa. Stop claiming the side, cause niggas don't know you. Dick riding BK, cause you thought they flow cool. I'm from the land where they pop collars. Right, 6'4s, SS, and them drop pilots. Wear black vest, invest, and spend dollars. Sing a young Breeze, Dick T's, and we all holler. Playboy hate, and I just can't play that. If you can't fade that, suckers just stay back. Because we rap where we from. Give you strep if you come, cause respect ain't done.
It's the return of the West.
When you don't move without your vest.
It's the return of the West.
Let the light green light up your chest.
It's the return of the West.
Hustle boy to get some checks, checks.
It's the return of the West.
Where we stack cheese in the back of the
set. Stand on stage, yeah. Chest all puffed out.
Why, man?
Cause I'm gon' rep that West. Y'all can hate me, still can't fade me. Especially lately when Jay Love's at his best. Speaking third person, cursing, swerving, vocally unnerving, I don't half step. I carry a big stick, K's my witness. Tests like litmus and I rush the press. These hill gold units, ground vibrating. Jay Adams emblazoned across those checks. Just crowds mounting, cause if you're not paying, pushing my way in to snap that neck. Violent maybe, still so shady. Feed my baby, I know don't guess. Tunnel vision, my precision. Under division, respect my set.
It's the return of the West.
When you don't move without your vest.
It's the return of the West.
Let the light green light up your chest.
It's the return of the West.
Hustle boy to get some checks, checks.
It's the return of the West.
Where we stack cheese in the black SS.
What's going on, everybody? It is J-Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. Why don't you follow us on social media? Here's everything you need to know. Grab a pen, or maybe just hit rewind a couple times so you can grab it all. Follow my man Star Saxon at Star Saxon. That's StarSaxxon. You can follow me on Twitter at Javon Love. That's JAV like Victor, ONLUV. Follow the show at Mike Masters Radio. That's MIC Masters Radio. And of course, you got to follow DubCNN on Twitter at DubCNN, DubCNN. Now you can.
Chicken tikka masala, biryani lamb, glass of water and garlic naan, Indian restaurant ambiance, cacophony of conversations, utensils scraping, musicians plays guitar by hand, marketing plans, the topic of brand, I'm about to supplant fucking olive brands, de facto artists synonymous with bars of garbage, dumb time and songs acknowledging, sounded like an auction blocker, the dude that does the terms and conditions, parts are out of your ass, expect me like Jesus, I'm all in that ass, slow down but they saying that shit is dumb weak, as incoherent as a Trump speech, or a Barron's and Levy drunk tweet, I sacrifice my livelihood to succeed, dietary upkeep, ramen cup and lunch meat. I'm tripping how y'all sleeping on a nigga like you're riding in a front seat. The hell you so relaxed for? I'm about to tap the brakes and slam your face across the dashboard. Crash course, I toured across Europe by myself during my last tour. Outside of Matlock's, anyone to say they help me on my feet? Them niggas lying like a Chelsea soccer team. Who the hell is stopping me? I'm Adonis Creed at a final scene, mopping up Dragon Seed while Tessa Thompson watches from across the ring. I gotta eat. The glory comes with a collard greens. Your whole squad looking like fool, bunch of aqua teens, nerd nigga with glasses, take them off and I'm Cyclops with the optic beams. When I was younger, I had the hots for Gene, BLM and no friend of police. I've been arrested with no credible lead. Better believe, don't kill it, get medical leave. I wish Skillet inside and resided there to Sentinelese. This series will end when they step on the beast. Spotify, notify me of your record release. I regret never pressing delete. 3600 seconds of indecorous impressions of meek. Somebody probably asked themselves, what the hell is that mean? Never mind, look, just erase that whole track list. Plain tears, only time I'm bumping whack shit. No hits, everyone gon' miss. Retreat that glorified album, feeling like Krillin Indestructible.
Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. J-Love and Star Saxon here. Shout out to Concept. Appreciate it, man. Gonna have to have him back on. So always a good time catching up with that gentleman. Kind of inspirational to me anyway. So Star Saxon. So I've been listening to, when I'm out running and doing my thing, I started listening to Questlove Supreme, Questlove's podcast.
Okay.
So it's, and we've talked about this to a certain extent, especially offline, where in our time, back in the day, when you would go and buy a physical CD, because a lot of Questlove, he's kind of very anal in that way. He has a guest on, and he goes into the liner notes and remembering where, okay, so you wrote this, and this person wrote that song, and all the behind the scenes stuff that goes on with creating classic music, classic albums, classic songs, right, etc. And what are your thoughts on that? On the lost element of when you would pick up let's say you pick up a Wu-Tang Clan album, you buy a Wu-Tang Clan CD and you look and see where they recorded it. Or for me, there was a time I remember looking and seeing some of the, like the Hit Factory or some of the places, right, in the Bay Area that where people would record, and looking and seeing who are some of these producers, and so who wrote this song, and looking and you see those patterns, and so you know if so and so produced it, that there's a greater probability that it's going to be a good song, and all of
right,
the stuff that goes into it. There's something right lost in that. Do you feel the same way, or is it just me?
All right, that's a really good question. So I think the timeliness of this question is somewhat related to Apple saying they're about to cancel their iTunes platform and then like relaunch some new type of media platform with like an iPod portal and like a streaming music portal and whatnot. So basically it kind of shook a lot of motherfuckers that had all their music all digitally archived and they never had physical copies. And it was like pause for alarm to realize that if Apple just turns that off switch on, y'all ain't got no music no more because you don't own your physical copy. You don't own your masters, right?
Yeah, right.
So, I think that segued into the idea of, okay, well, what do you get when you own a physical copy of music? Okay, what's the format? Is it going to be a CD? Is it going to be a cassette? Or is it going to be an LP? Regardless of what the format is, because for the record, Jay, when I hit up Amoeba Records, they starting to push cassettes all over again, dude. Just keep that in mind.
Interesting.
So when in the old days, you know, because we old over here, listeners. In the old days, you bought your shit, you opened it up, and then you looked to see the production credits. You looked to see the thank yous and all that other shit. You basically got a secondary lens into the mind and the process of the artist. Who are they big up in? I remember when I got the Compton's Most Wanted album back in the day. I think it was Music to Drive By, and this motherfucker sending shout outs to Gangstar. I'm like, that's odd. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's odd, and I've always wondered about that. You get a lot of insight about the artist, and how they made the music, and who and what parties were involved by having a physical copy of that jacket. Now, that jacket could be that slip that's wrapped around the wax when you buy it on vinyl, or it could be the gatefold that falls out when you get it on CD or cassette. For example, you remember The Far Side?
Yes.
Remember when that shit dropped, their first album, and they were on that roller coaster? I bought the cassette, Jay. I bought the cassette. Didn't really give me any insight about that roller coaster. The homie in college had the CD. He opened up the gatefold, and I finally had an understanding of what the Bizarre Ride to The Far Side was really about.
Right.
They do put some time in on that album art, a lot of these artists. And you really don't get it the same sense when they give you that PDF download with the same shit. You know what I mean? It's not really the same. I used to sit in front of a speaker when they would actually put the lyrics in the jacket and go over it word for word. And that's how I would learn a lot of the words. Remember that? Remember you would just pause it and write the words down so you actually had all the lyrics transcribed, and you'd be reading that shit instead of your homework, like ninth grade and shit. Yeah, it's real fun, and I think it's an element of music, not just hip-hop, but music in general, that's actually sorely missing. There even be some weird shit about the fan club. Remember the fan clubs?
Yes,
right here for the fan club and read this shit. This is, I mean, it's the same shit you can do with, like, Twitter, social media, and everything like that, but when you sit down, similar to with, like, a book compared to, like, your media player on your phone, when you just sit down and you have a physical copy of something, you get a deeper level of engagement. Anybody over here that's like, nah, I'm going to just use my tablet, shit ain't the same. It's just not the same. I'm not saying it's better or worse. It's just not the same. So, yeah, I'm with Questlove on that shit. I kind of miss it. And frankly, I was doing a self-examination of a lot of the music I bought in the past 2 years, and I realized all that shit is digital downloads. So I got, like, what, 50 new albums in the past 2 years off digital downloads, but I don't have any of the physical copies of it. So I don't have any CD jackets. I don't have shit stacked up. I don't have any vinyl versions of the shit, because you can manipulate it easier with a lot of the Serratos. But I'm realizing if my fucking computer crashes, I lose all that shit. I used to have the CDs, and then I would just rip them.
Yep.
Right? But then I found out if you buy the CDs off Amazon and let them ship it to you, they'll also give you the free digital download anyway. So it's like, why am I not buying the physical copy?
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, a lot of times they give you the free digital download if you buy the digital copy. Because all you're going to do is rip that shit anyway, right?
True.
So it becomes a matter of how patient are you. Like, when I bought, like, the Czarface meets Ghostface album, like, all right, got it. I'm playing it right now. I didn't want to wait 2 to 3 days for the CD to come in the mail. But once the shit arrives, they give you a little code and you just download that shit digitally. But I'm going to rip it anyway, so it don't matter. But the point is, I don't have the album art. I don't have the thank yous. I don't have the ancillary album art. Because, you know, a lot of times on a CD, the cover is the album cover. But on the backside, as well as the gatefold jacket, there's other images and shit, right?
For example, the Outkast album, the Southern California playlist, that one. When you think
the Outkast CD covers.
Yeah, true that. True that. Even when you think of the Raekwon, the purple tape, I mean, when you say that, there's nostalgia that comes along with it, but there's something about the purple tape. Again, as you mentioned, we put out our first project, it was just a simple one sleeve. We didn't have multiple foldouts. When we did the next one, we started to contemplate. Do we want to do a trifold? Do we want to do this and put a lot of cool stuff on it, put where we recorded it, all that stuff that can help somebody. And again, the thank you, sometimes it's not about who you don't thank. You mentioned we talked to MCA, you mentioned I see how you mentioned Gangstar. You said, oh yeah, let me tell you about that, so it made the connection. But sometimes it's who you don't thank. You think, well, I thought they was down with so-and-so. I thought they was
cool. Yeah.
I thought they was people. It's those omissions. Sometimes it can be just an innocent omission, and other times it's done on purpose. So all that stuff that goes into it.
People, Jay, you mentioned the purple tape. Remember you talked about the purple tape, Jay. What about the red tape? Remember the illegal tape? Illegal, Lil Jamal, and Malik?
Yeah.
That shit was red. A lot of niggas who never got it didn't know. That's a red tape. Master Ace Incorporated, Slaughterhouse. That's the gold tape.
The gold, yeah.
Yeah, it was gold yellow, right? If you bought the 12-inch from Funk Dubious, was it? I think it was. It was the funkiest. The 12-inch of that. That shit is like clear as day, right? It's a clear wax. The reissues of Milk D's Top Billing. It just says Spoiled Milk, and that shit is gold. I mean, these are things that you would only know if you had physical copies. You know what I mean?
True. That's what's up, man. But yeah, this is what Star Sacks and I do. So we're going to leave y'all with a couple songs before we head out of here. So this is how we do it. We are back. We are in full effect. So we got some real cool conversations coming up. Star Sacks and I, we don't want to reveal it yet, but we got some cool conversations. So on behalf of Star Saxon, I am Jay Love. And shout out to Contact for something cool. We'll have you on again. Until next time, you can.
Talking, baby. Ooh, your sex appeal. Your spandex and heels. We ain't gotta go nowhere, we don't need a room. Girl, I wanna fuck you right here. In the club, on the bar. I just wanna fuck you right here. In the car, on the way to the crib. Girl, I wanna fuck you right here. In the parking lot, on your lunch break. I just wanna fuck you right here. Nah, I don't care where we are. Girl, I wanna fuck you right here. My flavor, girl, can I taste ya? Sweet like candy, my now and later. Want it at the mall while we on the escalator. Fresh Prince, I am the will to your Jada. Bad, she know it, as I like it. Want it right now, girl, you ain't gotta fight it. You can hop on top while I'm driving. Sneak up behind while you ironing. It's no time like the present. You mine right now, girl, the times are the essence. Looking like breakfast, get it when you wake up. While you in the bathroom working on your makeup. And I don't care if they stand now. I'm pulling over, girl, we don't need a Marriott. Yeah, I'm trying to see it all. When you fresh home from work, get it up against the wall. I just want you to know, you're just so beautiful. And that's not the beautifuls. Talking, baby. Ooh, your sex appeal. Your spandex and heels. We ain't gotta go nowhere, we don't need a room. Girl, I wanna fuck you right here. In the club, on the bar. I just wanna fuck you right here. In the car, on the way to the crib. Girl, I wanna fuck you right here. In the parking lot, on your lunch break. I just wanna fuck you right here. Nah, I don't care where we are. Girl, I wanna fuck you right here. In my new apartment. No furniture, just carpet. She a real bitch, so she don't mind. Back in the movies, yeah, that's showtime. She a pro with it, love, I'll throw mine. And she get them panties off in no time. In the studio, on the late night. She hit the booth, and she sang like, I love that shit. Bet your ex nigga didn't make you come like this. I fly like I'm off a couple Red Bulls. Like a ass max, wanna air pull. On the counter in the kitchen. She late for work, all I need is a few minutes. What you scared about? Cause we at your parents' house. When your pops fall asleep, I'ma wear it out. I just want you to know, you're just so beautiful. And that's not the beautifuls. Talking, baby. Ooh, your sex appeal. Your spandex and heels. We ain't gotta go nowhere, we don't need a room. Girl, I wanna fuck you right here. In the club, on the bar. I just wanna fuck you right here. In the car, on the way to the crib. Girl, I wanna fuck you right here. In the parking lot, on your lunch break. I just wanna fuck you right here. Nah, I don't care where we are. Girl, I wanna fuck you right here. And the rose aisle. Right here. Right here. Right here. Right here. Right here. Right here. Girl, I wanna fuck you right here.
Hey, man. Pay attention, man. I mean, listen up, man. It's the Microphone Masters, man. DubCNN.com, man. You hear me? It's your boy, Dolly Rock, a.k.a. Mean Doe Green, but really known as Kahali. Spell it correctly. One.
Come on in. We have a table for two rappers and a table for four rappers. Sit wherever you like. Come on in, have a seat, what do you drink? My name Doe. Mushi Mushi, I'm unruly, eat a sushi groupie ho. My recipe's heavenly, why you think the line long? Ball bull, sear the salmon with the steam from my nose. Red eye flights, I cook them seas round the globe. Red eyes low, from the hemp butter on my toast. This ain't a ball of belly, my metabolism slow. This is a gangster's grill, no metro sexuals. Tenderized tenderloins with my fitted hat on. Levi jeans on, Nike Dunk two-tone. OG Kush blown, Hennessy cologne on. It ain't wise to chastise, I got a few screws gone. Kitchen game solid, not a hole in the flow. Kahali Marimoto, Iron Chef of West Coast. Wood smoke, I let the beef cook slow. I set it then forget it, well done, I grill them to the bone.
I eat these beats for breakfast and then these rap niggas for lunch. Me cleaving and for season and I lemon pepper them up.
Put them
all in a line then dine. I am the Rakim of modern times. You a parfait, I'm a buffet bully. I grub until the plate shines.
Yeah, my hater marinade mix, it gotta be the best. Grey Goose and Patron got a mule kick. Drinking overproof in Hell's Kitchen. Hella habanero peppers for the jerk edition. Mike Jack in the box, a dish jock. I said it, premeditation. No, I didn't, let me stop. I'm bipolar, where's my medication? I'm just saying, tis the season for fricassee. Especially when the hatin's for a frivolous reason. Rotisserie rappers ridiculous, no, I'm the business. I refuse to be treated like a second class citizen. And I don't suck, so it's deeper than rap, isn't it? Rather get a tat on my balls than kiss the ass of Minutemen. You here now, but gonna be gone in a minute, man. Now that's some food for thought, isn't it? Yep, I'm bitter, no sugar, no cinnamon. Talking to town like Josie Wales, I know these switch hitters is listening.
I eat these beats for breakfast and then these rap niggas for lunch. Me cleaving and for season and I lemon pepper them up. Put them all in a line then dine. I am the Rakim of modern times. You a parfait, I'm a buffet bully. I grub until the plate shines.
I know it tastes good, don't it? Got my special touches on it. Sauce out of this world, they say I put my foot on it. In it, I got it down to a science. Yep, I'm a cook and a chemist. Keep getting blue ribbons, it's eating at the innards. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Competition getting thinner tonight. I might saute me a nigga, or fry me a wigger. Smother shrimp and garlic and butter sauce for a kicker. Oh, you an animal, nigga? Well, I eat a Yogi, Mufasa, and a Tigger. California fried chicken, it's finger licking. And I don't give a damn, the meat tougher. Let me sharpen my cutters, it ain't nothing a little sauce can't cover.
And then these rap niggas for lunch.
Welcome to the slaughterhouse.
Me cleaving and for season and I lemon pepper them up.
Welcome to the slaughterhouse.
Put them all in a line then dine. I am the Rakim of modern times.
Welcome to the slaughterhouse.
You a parfait, I'm a buffet bully. I grub until the plate shines.
Thank you all again for taking a little bit of your time to listen to Star Saxon and myself. On behalf of Star Saxon, I'm Jay Love. This has been Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. You can.